Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Did you ever consider the idols of the world? As we're looking through the book of Psalms this week, I think we would be remiss to forget this passage of Scripture. This is one of my favorite passages because it gives me a chuckle as I read it. And I think it'll be an inspiration for us here today. It's Psalm 135. And Psalm 135 starts with, five times praise the Lord and the reasons why. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. And so we have the beginning of the psalm is a psalm of praise, a song of praise. And then I want you to look at verse 15, or consider verse 15 here, 15 to 18. The idols of the heathen, by comparison, are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. And so we have these idols, and here's the description of idols, the idols of the world. They're silver and gold. You know, isn't that true? The world idolizes silver and gold and money and the collection and accumulation of money. There's other things that the world idolizes, but I want you to think about it. All of them are, they have mouths, but they can't speak. And they have eyes, but they can't see, and ears, but they can't hear. And there's no breath in their nostrils. They're dead. Idols are dead. And it says here that they that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them, dead. So we have the idols of the world, dumb, blind, deaf, and dead, and we have the people that make them, also dumb, blind, deaf, and dead. But that's not our God. Our God is not a deaf idol. He can hear. He can speak. He can see. And he's alive. Bless the Lord, verse 19, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion that dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. So praise God that we have such an encouragement in the book of Psalms, looking at the idols of this world and the worthless and dead nature of the idols of this world versus the living God and the goodness of the living God. And so I hope and pray that today you're looking to the living God and not to the idols of this world. So I hope that's a good inspiration for you here this morning. Thank you for joining us.